Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
It is Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Great to have you with me as I sit across icons in the world of business. Today, we meet the 34-year-old COO of Yunnan's at Jewel Changi Airport, an F&B outlet that's really educating palates here in Singapore, and they plan to head off around the region, Bangkok, Hong Kong, to ensure that Yunnan cuisine becomes as ubiquitous as, say, Sichuan cuisine. Could you find a Yunnan's in every mall? Well, the company intends to list, but let's first get to know Ruben Chua, Chief Operating Officer of Yunnan's. He was an ex-banker. He moved to Shanghai just 4 years ago to work in the retail industry, but fate had a better plan for him. He met and became friends with one of the founders of Yunnan's, also known as Yunhaiyo in China. That F&B restaurant chain has over 150 outlets in China. It's the biggest casual restaurant from Yunnan, specializing, of course, in Yunnan cuisine. Ruben pursues his dream to be an entrepreneur in the F&B industry when he decided to partner up with Yunnan's founders to bring the chain here to Singapore. And I understand you're setting a new record for your outlet at Jewel Changi Airport?
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, yesterday our shop broke new high again. We have about almost 500 customers for the entire day.
That's terrific. And you say it's a new record because given the space, you're happy with the numbers.
Yeah, our restaurant is only about 78 seats and we almost managed to do almost 6.5 turn. And that's very amazing for like a 200 square feet restaurant.
Which just opened a couple of weeks ago. You know, I tried Yunnan cuisine in China and I found it very different from the great food. I have to say it was really tremendous food that I had at Yunnan's over at Jewel Changi Airport. But for the listener who may not be acquainted with Yunnan cuisine, it sounds like, you know, rather tribal, lesser known part of China, say, compared to Shanghai or Beijing. Tell us about the cuisine.
Hi, everyone. I think Yunnan cuisine is something more unknown or even a unique cuisine to most people, especially Singaporeans. So basically, Yunnan cuisine actually has a lot of influence of Southeast Asia because it's on borders with countries like Myanmar, Vietnam, Thailand. Yeah. So they have a lot of usage of spices, herbs. So as what we know is that in most cuisine, like Cantonese cuisines, they depend a lot on seas, they have a lot of seafood. But Yunnan is all about mountains and terrains. So most of the farmers or even most of the people living in Yunnan live on food that's grown on a mountain. So as such, due to the nice weather, we grow a lot of nice vegetations, especially mushrooms. And the most famous mushrooms that we offer in our restaurant is porcini and even truffles. And maybe we're going to also offer masutake, which the Japanese people like it. When the season is here.
Tremendous, tremendous. And part of the joy of eating at Yunnan's, I think, is sort of the farm-to-table approach. So, for example, you were telling me a story about working with farmers to help you pluck the mushrooms at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, as we know that Yunnan is a place where more than 80% of the population depend on agriculture. So, as a company, we have more than 100 stores across China. We need a lot of stable and strong supply chain to support our consumers' demand in China. So as such, we also wanted to help the farmers in Yunnan. So we work with them in several ways. Firstly, we hire farmers to help us harvest a mushroom, wild mushroom, at 4:30 a.m.
Why 4:30?
Because the mushrooms, when the sun rise, because it's wild mushroom, the mushroom will be exposed to light and it will not... You will die.
Wow, look at this attention to detail. And speaking of attention to detail, you were recently in Hong Kong checking out the F&B scene. And I think this story really illustrates how much focus you put to learning from wherever you go as a restaurateur. So you say you saw something happening in Hong Kong that you hope your staff will do more here.
Yeah, I think what we have not currently done well at the moment is we have not introduced our cuisine well enough. Let's say today during busy period, maybe my staff has not maybe like say, oh, this is what type of cuisine is this? What type of food is this? But I see this nice introduction of food to a lot of nice restaurants in Hong Kong. So when I come back to Singapore, I have a meeting with my staff. I told them because we are a new cuisine and customer is very curious to understand what we are selling. So we need to educate the client. What are we selling? What are the ingredients involved? And what are the benefits that we can provide?
Ruben Chua, the COO of Yunnan's at Jewel Changi Airport, they celebrate the cuisine of Yunnan, a particular area in China. Many people may not have ever experienced Yunnan cuisine, but this is a chain that's very popular in China, 150 outlets. How exactly did you bring it to Singapore?
Okay, basically, I brought this brand back to Singapore because I think that the flavor will be very similar to Southeast Asian cuisine with a unique twist. So basically, I know the owner, the founder, when I was the general manager for the shopping mall which I manage. So from there, I get exposed to Yunnan cuisine 4 years ago. And I like the food because it's not only like healthy and it's also robust. And most of the food is mostly pollution-free. It's all come from the mountain. So during my stay in China, I brought a lot of Singaporean friends to try. And they love it and they say that this is something that I will hope that Singapore have it one day. And during my trip back to Singapore, each time, I got bored about what to eat in Singapore. Because in China, there's so much selection.
Right.
And now I see that there's a lot of rising trends of Chinese restaurant coming in,
yeah,
in the likes of Hai Di Lao, which is doing very well.
Mm.
They brought in a new hot pot culture. And also, I think that some Sichuan cuisines, we have Nanjing cuisine, Hunan's cuisine. Then I left in my mind, why not Yunnan's cuisine?
So you're a first mover, fast mover at that. Why do you choose Jewel Changi Airport for the first outlet outside of China here in Singapore?
Basically, I think the first opportunity why we choose Jewel, because it's run by a two established operator, which is Jewel Changi, which is an CAG group, and also Capital Land, a very established property developer in Singapore. So I trust their management and also their expertise in making it a successful mall. And secondly, I see Jewel as a landmark for Singaporean after the Marina Bay Sands. And the theme of Jewel is the best of the world gathers and we are here to meet the world. So I think that Yunnan's cuisine is one of the better cuisine unknown to the world now. We hope to bring it here to Jewel. And Jewel is a place with a lot of landscape and it is in tune with the Yunnan's terrains and mountain. So everything gel together and we are here at Jewel.
It fits the brand, it sounds like. You have plans to bring Yunnan's to Bangkok, Malaysia, even Hong Kong?
Basically, I think Singapore is our first stop and we intend to set our regional HQ here in Singapore to train our staff, to build our central kitchen facility, to do our own R&D research. So Singapore will be the first stop. Subsequently, I'm looking at Malaysia, Thailand, Hong Kong, Philippines, Indonesia, even Cambodia and Myanmar.
And the goal is to list.
Yeah, we hope to. The group has planned to list and we hope to get it listed in a 3 to 5 years' time.
Terrific.
Yeah.
What are some difficulties you face in the retail F&B space in China that some of our business listeners can learn from?
In China?
Mm-hmm.
I think in China, competition is very stiff. The reason is because the market is too big and the Chinese people are very creative and low barrier to entry because we don't face a problem as what Singaporean is. We are facing like hiring problems, high rental. So in China, to do business well, you must always be innovative and you must always be very attentive to customer and also understand what is the client's needs. Like in China, we use a lot of analytics to understand what our customer likes, what they normally do, and how do we create a relationship and engagement with the client.
Wow.
And it is very important.
Did you use that data analytics when you built this restaurant here in Singapore?
I think for the start, what I'm trying to do is a very basic first, is that I myself as the owner, I will make a point to be at a shop every day. I talk to my client, understand what they like and what they want to know about Yunnan's cuisine. And also, adjust, like, what's their flavor? Is it too salty, too spicy, or any improvement?
Mm.
From there, this is what we want to do to get the customer feedback.
Because you were telling me, even before you brought the outlet here, you customized it to what Singaporeans want. Because I've tried Yunnan's in China, and it's very, as you say, it's strong flavors. But here, it's tempered, you know?
Okay, basically, We are authentic Yunnan restaurant. We do not wish to change this. So what we understand from the local consumer survey that we do a couple months ago prior to opening, Singaporean doesn't like food that's too oily, too salty. Yeah. So what we do is to reduce the saltiness and also the oil content in the food.
Fascinating, yeah. Fascinating. But, you know, when it comes to Yunnan cuisine, I like the fact that you also incorporate, for example, a lot of the cutlery that the food comes in, that your famous chicken soup that you only have a limited number of bowls per day to serve, is cooked in a special pot almost that enhances the flavor. So you've managed to sort of, while the decor of your restaurant is quite contemporary, you also have these traditional touches through the cutlery that the food is served and made in.
Yeah. So basically, this is actually called a steam pot chicken. In Chinese, it's called qi guo qi. Basically, it's a soup that makes without a single drop of water. It's by the...
But you add water at the start, right?
No, we don't add water.
Not at all? Not it's at just all. A chicken?
Yes. It's basically it's a pressure steam with the condensation method. So we have to specially custom made a soup bowl. Soup utensil, we call it, from a place in Yunnan called Jian Shui, which is very famous for cutlery, pottery. This pot is made using 12 hours of labor. And we got a whole village to help us to make this 1 million pot in a single month.
Wow.
Yeah. So with this special pot, it has a very high density for us to create the amount of soup that we want to through the pressure steam.
Now, just talking about the soup made without one drop of water to cook it makes me hungry. Now, tell us what's next for Yunnan in terms of your expansion plans. What is your hope?
Currently, we're actively looking for the second location in Singapore. A lot of clients have told us that our food is very good, but unfortunately, the queue is a little bit too long at the moment.
That's a good problem.
Yeah, so a lot of our clients come from the West now. We have regulars coming in, since we're opening for 3 weeks, we have clients coming for 2 to 3 times now at the moment, regulars.
Wow.
From the West, from the North. So a lot of us encourage us to open somewhere in the city, even North or West. So I'm actively looking out for a location. So dear listener, stay patient. We hope to open at least another 1 to 2 by this year to serve more our delicate cuisine to the public.
Terrific. So you were an investment banker and then you worked in the world of retail, managing malls in China. What is your advice to an entrepreneur who wants to step into the world of F&B?
Firstly, I think F&B is a very tough business. I have not slept well for the last few months. Maybe better to sleep for 3-4 hours a day. And I think the most important is I think you have to persevere. And today, F&B is not just about having the right money to hire the right people. It's also understanding the right people. Yeah, I think today you must have a lot of interaction with our staff. Yeah, for me, I hire a lot of young people in my team to create the energy to the consumer. I have a lot of management trainee in my company. So I hope to groom them and to get future leaders and help me grow the company. So I think you need to have a lot of succession plan, leadership program, and create a vision for your staff. I think that's very important. And also, I think the most important is about care and empathy. Today, I think the staff not only work for money, they need to feel love, they need to feel care, and somebody actually think for them. I think this is very important.
Well, it sounds like part of your success is you love people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lastly, care for your customer. And that's very important. And also understand your customer needs and be ready to attend to every of their needs. And also be very aware of what is the latest trend in the market and also know how to adapt it. I think that's very important. And the use of technology too.
Wow, that's a lot there. Thank you so much for taking us behind the scenes to a restaurant that opened 3 weeks ago and is already packing in the crowds at Jewel Changi Airport. Chief Operating Officer of Yunnan's, just 34 years old, Ruben Chua. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.